through the heavens, find your name underneath my glove. Etched in stone, rest in peace, my love. Kisses from you, falling from heaven. A snow.
Leamington-based singer-songwriter Francine Honey with Snowflakes on My Eyelashes from her recently released third album, To Be Continued. Now, the new album, a mixture of Americana, country, rock, Canadiana, and blues, was recorded in Nashville with producer Nielsen Hubbard, who has worked with John Prine and Jason Isbell. And Francine Honey is our special guest in the Folk Roots Radio studio today. How are you doing, Francine?
I'm really well, Jan. Thanks so much for having me.
You must be really pleased that you now have this third album in the can. I know this was the album that you felt was going to be the one that really had you set on the road you wanted to be on. First album, I think, was An Ordinary Woman.
Mm-hmm.
You followed that with Redrawn, and we had a conversation around the time of that album.
Yes.
And then you've been working, I think, about 3 or 4 years on this
one? Yeah, this is 4 years in the making. Yes. So I have been really looking for the right sound. The first two albums, I think, were kind of my exploring where I was going to land. I really took some time over the last 4 years to look for this sound that I hear in my head. Which producer, which team of musicians should I be working with that would have that sound? So I actually found that when I was down at a songwriting workshop with Gretchen Peters, and I really love her Blackbirds album. And when I met with her, I asked her for recommendations on producers that had that same sound. So she recommended Nielsen to me, and I sent him an email. He listened to some of my songs. We met. We had a great conversation. I really wanted to have an organic feel, a live off the floor kind of feel for the album. And that's his wheelhouse. So yeah, I went down to Nashville, and his team of musicians and I, we sat down and we recorded live off the floor. Most of the recordings on this album are first take, which is amazing.
So, that must feel really good. But that's usually like testament to all of the work you do beforehand, you know, making sure that everything is set. And I know, you know, because of your past life as a project manager.
Oh, yes.
You know, in IT for the Canadian government.
Mm-hmm.
I know you're very task oriented and want to make sure that you get everything right.
Yes.
But I think also the fact that you did quite a bit of research on working out who you wanted to work with. One of the things I've admired since I first got to know you is how committed you are to your songwriting.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you run a songwriting group in Leamington.
Yeah.
And you also seem to be often heading either down to Nashville or down into Texas to attend songwriting events. So all power to you that
you've
got all this together. And, I had such a wonderful experience because being able to go down there and, 6 days of intense time in the studio, but being able to get these songs to happen just the way you want so easily, or relatively easily, should I say.
It must feel
really good.
It was magic. You know, the guys in the band, they heard the demo tapes that I had done here, the Nashville style. They do their charts, and we worked out some of the guitar sounds or some of the piano sounds beforehand. And then we thought, okay, well, let's just run it live and hit record and see what happens. And then, as I said, most of the time after the first take, we were all looking at each other going, wow, like that was really good. We don't know if we can do that any better the second time around. So that's magic. I'm really pleased with the performances there. I mean, there were a few little things where we would go back and, okay, well, maybe we hit a wrong, note or whatever. And obviously we would fix those, but that was very minor. I was really, really pleased with how the album turned out. I felt my vocal performance in the first couple of albums were not, I was singing to tracks, right? So it was kind of like I was doing karaoke to my own songs, right? So I didn't want that. And I can be a bit critical of my own art and my own performances.
Certainly the results are a testament to that. One of the things that's very clear is this is a very well-produced album. It's got some fabulous musicianship on it. Can we talk a little bit about some of the people that Nielsen brought in to play with you?
Yeah, so the musicians on the album, obviously Nielsen is the producer, but he was also the drummer and did some background vocals as well. There's Will Kimbrough, who played guitar and sang background vocals. And Will plays with Emmylou Harris quite a bit. And I think he just produced Steve Pulse's new album as well down in Nashville. Dan Mitchell plays keyboards. He plays with Miranda Lambert quite often. Dean Merrill played bass. I brought in Eamon McLaughlin, who's from the UK, who played fiddle. as well as violin. So we actually recorded one French song when we were down there, and it's a song that I'm going to be releasing as a single later on. So that was actually part of that whole recording. So here are all these English Nashville men from the South singing this French, you know, playing this French Canadian fiddle tune that is not on the record, as I said, but that's going to be a single coming up.
That's interesting you say that, because you are a bilingual singer-songwriter.
Yes.
And I did, you know, when I was looking at the track list, we got 11 tracks on this album, and there wasn't actually a French song in that. I know when we go to your website, francinehoney.com, your teaser for the album is bilingual.
Yes.
And you do intend to continue to record in both languages, don't you?
Yes, yes. Actually, we recorded 3 songs in French. But the reason why I chose not to include it on this album is because I didn't want French speakers to buy the whole album thinking that all of the songs would be in French and then be disappointed that there's, you know, 11 songs in English and 3 songs in French kind of thing. So I will be releasing either an EP or the French songs that were recorded as singles later on.
Well, you have lots of fun to look forward to.
Yeah.
Let's chat about some of the songs on the album. The first track we played is the very beautiful Snowflakes on My Eyelashes.
Yes.
Now, that song actually has backing vocals from Beth Nielsen Chapman on there as well. Tell us about that song.
Yes. So that song I wrote inspired by my grandmother, who died quite a few years ago. I was a teen when she died, and her birthday was in January. And I remember visiting her grave. And back then, you know, I had the big glasses. I call them my windows. And so I was wearing these glasses, and it started to snow. And somehow these huge snowflakes landed on my eyelashes. So they found their way between my face and these big window glasses I was wearing. I really felt at that time that that was her sending her kisses to me. So ever since then, I've thought that snowflakes on your eyelashes, if you happen to have them land there, they're really kisses from heaven. So that is really the inspiration behind the song. And Beth Nielsen Chapman, I've done quite a few songwriting workshops with her. I did a couple of vocal workshops with her, and I'd always found that I had this tightness in my voice, and I have spent hundreds of hours trying to find this trick to unlock my voice, and I spent 5 minutes with Beth, and she was able to do that for me. And so I found that my voice is a lot clearer, and I'm a lot more confident in my vocals. So Beth has been a huge mentor for me. She's become a friend. And when I asked her to come in and sing on this song, she gladly agreed, and she did just such a beautiful job. I mean, the harmonies, and they're stunning.
That's a lovely story. And, you know, and again, you know, it just shows how much commitment you have made, not just to this album, but, you know, to your career itself. I mean, when we talked to at the time of the Redrawn album, that was about, well, I'm leaving my job with the government, and this is what I've always wanted to do, and that's what I'm going to focus on. Now we've moved on to another level with two to be continued. And so it's great that you've been able to bring this all together and put this album out. We're going to take a break with another song in a few moments, and I thought we should play the title track to be continued, because that has quite a story to it. And before we play the song, we should get you just to talk about it. So tell us a little bit about To Be Continued as a song, and then this whole concept for the album.
Yes, so To Be Continued is a biographical story of my sweetheart and me. And you know, I did really have to kiss a lot of frogs before I found my prince. But Michael and I, we went to high school together. We've been lifelong friends. We were together when we were 30, and the timing just wasn't right. And we met up at our high school reunion, and we were just going to be friends. And then we went on this train trip through the Rocky Mountains, and I guess he had other plans, unbeknownst to me. But, you know, at that point in my life, I had really just decided that I was going to be by myself, and I had found a way within my own self to be at peace with that. And just thought, I'm going to do music and I'm going to get myself in a Volkswagen bus. I had was saving up to take a year off from my government job and go play whoever would have me wherever I could play through Canada and the U.S. And when my money ran out, I was going to drive my VW bus back to Ottawa and go back to work. But, you know, I think that obviously there were other things in the works for me. And a lot of the songs on this album are really about, you don't know what's going to happen in life. You know, life has its ups and downs. You don't know what's around the corner. You don't know what your to be continued is going to be.
It's certainly a great song, and I love the sentiment behind it. There's also the wonderful comment that I think you wrote in your yearbook. Is that right? Was that to be continued?
To be continued, yeah. Yes.
Yeah, yep. which is great. Let's play that song just now.
Thank you, Jan.
This is Francine Honey with the title track from her new album, To Be Continued. And you're listening to Folk Roots Radio. And I'm Jan Hall.
We met at high school when we were 14. Same group of friends through 5 years of classes. Survived all night parties outside at the farm. We'd lay on the grass and watch falling stars. Danced one last time at our graduation. Swore we'd all stay in touch. Reading my yearbook made my heart ache when I read what you wrote at the bottom of the page. To be continued. This chapter is over. To be continued. Our story's not through. Maybe someday we find a way to be continued. Called you on Christmas, told you about my divorce. We met for drinks at the old farm. Stayed up later than ever before. Friendship became much more. And sometimes in life, the timing's not right. No matter how much you love. Seeing the hurt in each other's eyes, with hands held tight, we said our goodbyes. To be continued. This chapter is over. To be continued. Our story's not through. Maybe someday we find a way to be continued. This finally be our time to be continued. A new chapter starting. To be continued. Our story's not through. Maybe today is the day to be continued. Be continued. To be continued. To be continued.
That's Francine Honey with the title track from her new album. It is entitled To Be Continued. Francine Honey is our special guest in the Folk Roots radio studio today. She went all the way to Nashville to record this album. And I know, because we're fairly close friends, that you have been back and forwards a lot over the last few years.
Yes.
Working on this project, working on different aspects of your music, your songwriting. Just trying to get things right. The album is now out.
Yay!
You have some wonderful videos that you've been working on. And I was very intrigued to see how many videos you'd created for this album. Because I think there's going to be, is there quite a few different songs that will
every
have a video
song,
attached?
Yes, every song has a video.
Every song.
Every song has a video, yes. I have decided not to put a big band together and go on the road. I used to travel a lot with my job. And now with technology and because, you know, I have my degree in computer science and math. Technology is not really an issue for me. And I really think that as an independent musician and artist, the world is out there and it's accessible. So I'm really planning on using video, doing, Facebook Live. My listening party, my album launch was an online Facebook Live listening party. And I had 1,000 people. I kept it up there for 24 hours. And I had over 1,000 people check it out. You know, that would be 10 concerts and 100 people a concert kind of thing. And from all over the world. So I'm really hoping that by doing videos, by focusing on reaching people online, even though you're not face-to-face with them, I have had quite a few people really open up to me on how the songs have touched them. And so I'm able to, you know, reach people that I would have to get on a plane and go and see. So yeah, I'm doing a video for every song.
And you're releasing those gradually, I think.
Yes.
I was checking out the website today and I think, is the two videos up there just now? Or
there are three videos up. So there's a video for Mama's Take Bad Dreams Away, a video for Open Road. And right now Honey is the one that's being put out to radio. In December, we're going to be releasing Snowflakes on My Eyelashes, the video for that.
And now that we're not going to be able to play Honey today, but I think that's the song that you had a Canadian ballroom dancing champion.
Yes.
Is that Richard Tenizio?
Yes, that's right. Yeah, that Richard Tenizio.
Yeah, Tenizio, he was part of the video with you.
Yes, he was. Yeah, and we went down to Nashville, Kentucky to film that video. And of course, it was the coldest day of the whole year while we were there. Being Canadians, we got completely blamed for the weather. But yeah, it was a lot of fun. It was a great experience.
Yeah. So are you going to gig at all for the album then? Or I mean, I know you do solo gigs. I mean, you play with a duo or trio at the, I know you play Dale's Friday Coffee House and some of the other smaller local events. So you'll continue to do those, I'm presuming.
Oh, yes. Yes. I'll continue to do those. I'm going back down to Austin in January. For the Canadian showcase. So I'll do a few things. I am considering putting a band together. You know, it would be Francine Honey and the Stingers. So for next year. But there aren't any plans right now for a tour to support the album at the moment. We'll see what happens. I'm never going to say no.
I already get the impression that, there's going to be a band. It's just not today.
Yes, that's right. Yeah. No. I really do enjoy performing with a band. It's just the traveling part that, you know, I have my sweetheart now and I don't really want to leave him too much. But.
Well, I do like the Francine Honey and the Stingers name.
Yes, thanks.
I think that is an excellent name, and especially if you all come on stage in bee costumes.
Oh, bee costumes, yeah. Maybe just a t-shirt with a stinger on it. I don't know. Anyway, we'll see what happens. But and I really want people to have an experience if I'm going to do a tour. You know, it'll be a full produced experience for people. So, yeah.
Yeah. Well, and certainly, you know, the one thing that is clear is you don't do things by halves. And, you know, that you want to make sure that, you know, you do the best job possible, which is where I would throw a government joke in.
Yes.
That often is not the case. And you are in IT, and we're not going to go into to that area.
Yes, right.
But no, it's been great chatting with you today. You're going to continue to write songs.
You
know, working with the group here, working with different, you know, people. You love doing the workshops. You love going to the symposium, looking for opportunities to work on the songwriting. Are you hoping that eventually that maybe some of your songs get picked up and get recorded by other people?
Completely, yes. I have been asked to do some writing for film and TV. So I will be taking a little bit of time in January to work on that a little bit. So yes, I mean, Honey was actually written for a power country couple. I never thought that I'd be the one singing that song. But so yes, that certainly is one of my goals. If anyone else wants to sing my songs,
That's
a dream come true.
And I think you also have this thing on your website. Well, you will write songs for people as well. If
yes.
you perhaps have an anniversary coming up or a birthday or some special event and would like a song.
Yeah, I do write a lot of personal songs for other people. And I really love doing that. You know, Can't Break Through to You is actually a song that I wrote after having conversations with soldiers' wives. And I didn't write the song with them, but certainly inspired by their stories. And certainly working with people to tell their story through song, people who've been through trauma, people, you know, it's songs and music, they're very healing for people. And if you can tell your story, that's a very impactful thing.
Do you find that from a songwriter's point of view, is that it's a good area for you to work in, you know, where you have
yes.
that connection? I mean, we started mm-hmm. off with, you know, the snowflakes on my eyelashes. I mean, mm-hmm. the, you know, that obviously is longing for someone that is no longer with us. You have the song Marilyn on the album, which
yes.
is a song about, you know, your own experience with, you know, having to go through diagnosis for, you know, potentially having breast cancer. Mm-hmm. I know all of these songs connect with yes. with people. I think it just makes you easier to get, I was going to say, get into your happy place, but.
Well, sad songs do make me happy.
Yeah, but it makes it an easy area for you to get started in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think, you know, being able to access someone's heart and those deepest places within people, to me, that's a gift. And I think as a songwriter, we're all human beings and we're all on this journey together. If I can help people access those things that are maybe difficult to think of and help them feel as though they're not alone in the world, that's why I'm doing this. That's why I record songs and put them out there, because I really want to touch people and bring out emotions, whether that's laughter, whether that's tears, whether that's love, lust, desire, all of those things.
Well, you know, it's good. Certainly, it seems like you are definitely connecting with your audience through mm-hmm. this new album. And obviously, that's testament to the strength of the songs and the wonderful production that they have. We're going to finish with another song from the album. But before we get there, I just want to remind people of how they can learn more about your music.
Well, you can go to my website. It's probably the best place, francinehoney.com. I'm on Facebook as well. I do a lot on Facebook, and I'm everywhere, like Spotify, Google Play, Apple Music. You can stream my music anywhere. I'm in all those places, so you can find me.
We're going to finish with Can't Break Through to You, which is a song about PTSD, and,
yes.
you know, particularly as it relates to people who have been part of the armed forces, and,
yes.
and you know, I'm sure experienced some potentially terrifying situations. I cannot imagine what people have to go through in those situations. It's not the first song you've written in connection with the military and its effect on people, though, is it?
No, I wrote I Soldier On with Sergeant Chris Downey. That was 2014, 2013.
I think that's on the Redrawn album.
Yes, yeah. that's on the Redrawn album. And I donated that song to the Soldier On organization, and I still continue to do that. And through my work with doing personal songs, I have worked with other military personnel and their wives and their families. And that's kind of where the inspiration for this song came from. And just the dedication and commitment that the wives have to their husbands to stick by them and hold their hand as they go through what they're going through. So this is an homage to them.
It's a great song, and I'm so pleased to be able to play it today. This is Francine Honey with Can't Break Through to You from her great new album, To Be Continued. And you're listening to Folk Roots Radio, and I'm Jan Hall.
Thanks again for stopping by. Thank you. I really appreciate it.
The curtains are always open in our shower stall. You're in there trying to wash the war away. Water's running cold and your skin's rub raw. I wish you could erase all the things you saw. I can't break through to you no matter how I try. I can't get even when I cry. Tears are falling on a heart of stone. I can't break through to you when you come home. You must be in the trenches again. Your pillow down under your arm. Sleeping with your rifle, ready for a fight. You push me away when I try to hold you tight. I can't break through you no matter.
Home. Oh.